This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are going to be two cultural touchstones in this next story, the latest installment of the series we've been working on with Jim Fallows, the national correspondent for The Atlantic, and his wife Deb, in which they fly around the country in their own small plane, seeing what they can see, with us joining in along the way. It is, at its essence, a rediscovery of the American economy, and we call it American Futures.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Cirrus 435 Sierra Romeo, got Tango for landing.
Touchstone number one is a song. You've heard it or heard of it. It's by Billy Joel, about a town where the factories were all closed and the best days were long gone by. No, we're not going to make you listen to it. It is, of course, a song about Allentown, Pennsylvania, right in the heart of the Lehigh Valley. Touchstone number two is a film about baseball, Field of Dreams. And to paraphrase here for just a bit, the idea that if you build it, they will come.
And now, the starting lineup for your Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs!
We're at Coca-Cola Park, home of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
Lee Boots runs his family's business in Allentown. It's a construction company called Alvin H. Boots Incorporated.
We're down to the sixth generation, and we've been here the whole time, and we've been building all kinds of things from covered bridges to hospitals and athletic facilities.
Coca-Cola Park is a little gem of a ballpark, really. 8,000 seats for the Philadelphia Phillies AAA farm team, the aforementioned Iron Pigs.
It took 14 months to build. It cost $50 million.
55-0?
5-0, 50 million.
By the time this stadium opened in 2008, Allentown had been dying a long and slow and painful death. Downtown was empty. Businesses and people had long since left for the suburbs, even Alvin H. Boots Incorporated.
In 1972, we moved from Allentown to the suburbs. Almost everyone was moving out of the center city. And in a couple of decades, it became so severe that many people thought downtown Allentown would never survive.
And then the Iron Pigs came to town.
There was a lot of people who said, the Lehigh Valley will never support minor league baseball, but it is the best attended minor league ballpark in the country for several years.
They built it and people came. So Lee Boots and his sons decided to come back too.
The community has been so good to us that we just felt that what's the best way we could pay the community back? Let's go to downtown Allentown and see whether it makes a difference, see whether a lot of people will follow us downtown.
The first 5 years you were downtown, though, it was a little rough.
It was more than a little rough. We thought maybe we made a terrible mistake. We occupied two floors of our six-story building, and we hardly had any other tenants. And we thought, oh my gosh, we can't make this work. But then along came the NIS. It has 180 degrees changed our downtown.
Pat Brown, State Senate, 16th District, Pennsylvania.
Pat Brown, the father of the NIS, the Neighborhood Improvement Zone, isn't really much of a Billy Joel fan, at least when it comes to that song.
Personally, I never liked it, but I guess if I had to define it for me, it was somewhat of an inspiration to turn things around, because Allentown deserved a different place than that song ever put us in.
It was an inspiration for him to draft a piece of legislation, the NIS, that would help fix up his hometown.
You need to give investors an additional incentive in a challenged neighborhood to choose that challenged neighborhood over what has been the successful development in the suburbs.
Tax incentives, basically. Big, big tax incentives to convince developers they won't lose their shirts if they decide to build in the economically damaged heart of downtown Allentown. All of which is to say that before the NIS, spending $50 million on that baseball stadium was a big risk. Now, with it in place, Allentown is betting on another sport, hockey, and it's raised the stakes just a little bit to a cool $1 billion.
There's a million square feet of development in the arena block. Between the hotel, the office, the retail, the arena itself, and about 900 parking spaces. About $350 million of cost just in the arena block alone.
J.B. Riley is the guy who's doing all that developing.
And you're from here, basically, right?
I am.
Tell me what it was like here when you were a kid. Well, when I was a kid back in the 70s, downtown Allentown was still a retail center. You know, all the banks were headquartered here. All the law firms were here. All the brokerage houses were here. It was a pretty dynamic place. But there was a migration to the suburbs. The big driver here in Allentown was the creation of the Whitehall Mall. Slowly, you started seeing the out-migration of retail from the downtown. And I think we kind of hit bottom maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Riley made his fortune building suburban sprawl, but just like Leboots, he's come back downtown as well. $600 million spent, $400 million more on the books.
Well, look at this.
Yeah,
it's an
arena. So the arena is 8,500 seats right now.
The centerpiece is an office complex and Marriott Hotel built around a state-of-the-art arena.
There literally is not a bad seat in the house, particularly for concerts.
That's the bet, because tomorrow night, the arena built for the Lehigh Valley Phantoms, the minor league franchise of the Philadelphia Flyers, is going to host the first event of its kind Allentown has seen in decades, a sold-out concert by the Eagles. Riley's got construction workers going around the clock because he knows getting the arena done isn't just about the concert.
There'll be 3,000 more people working here next month than there were a year ago. 3,000. And that, you know, for a city like Allentown, that's just extraordinary. Some may say, well, you know, it's an expensive project. It's a lot. There's a lot of state subsidy in the project, you know, and there is. But I think, you know, what's it worth to turn around the third largest city in the state of Pennsylvania?
Not a bad question, right? What is it worth? And what's going to happen to the city once it gets turned around?
This is 7th Street. Allentown is in the middle of the kind of downtown.
Julio Garrity, the president of the Allentown City Council, shows us around his old neighborhood. It's not more than 4, maybe 5 blocks from Riley's project.
Most of the businesses located here are primarily Latinos, Hispanics, but there is also a number of Ethiopians, Arabs, Puerto Ricans, Americans, Koreans, you name it.
As the locals moved out to the suburbs, immigrants moved into downtown, led by Garrity's generation 40 years ago.
The big influx came about 10 years ago. So it's still a fairly new community. Many of them transferred from another place with a Section 8 voucher. Some of them transferred with a welfare check.
Allentown is now almost 50% Hispanic.
So we were talking this morning about that project that they got going on. And I just want to know how these people get a part of that action.
Well, that's the multi-million dollar question.
Zach Alali has owned a Five and Dime here in town for a decade or so. He's stocking his shelves as we chat.
So if you go 4 blocks down the road, right, they're spending $1 billion. Are you going to see any of that money?
I hope so. Bringing more customers, more traffic to the city.
You think it's going to work?
Yeah. You think they're going to dump, what, $200 million for nothing? They're not stupid. They know what they're doing.
Is it better here now than it was 10 years ago?
It's getting better. But we need the city to be a little bit more involved in the businesses, small businesses.
City's pretty involved with the big business.
So we are the underdogs.
Do you feel that? You feel that every day?
Yeah, I feel it every day.
It worked in the movie, right? That whole if you build it, he will come thing. But in real life, can a city build its way out of economic despair? I don't know. Allentown's only got those 6 square blocks under development out of 18 square miles inside the city limits. And they're only 2 years into a 30-year plan. But for State Senator Pat Brown, it is right now all about that Eagles concert tomorrow night.
What's it going to be like when 10,000 people come to downtown Allentown? That hasn't happened in a good long while.
Leading up to that event that night, I'm not going to spend my time inside the arena. I'm going to be standing outside looking at the waves of people coming downtown and seeing something that I haven't seen as a resident of Allentown in 30 years. And that's going to feel really good.
There is more from our trip to Allentown on our website. Also, Jim Fallow's blog about our series, American Futures in the Atlantic. It is all at marketplace.org.